Another common question relates to the older patient, the frail patient, the woman who normally you would not be thinking about giving chemotherapy to. Maybe she's got a couple positive nodes, and people bring up the question of using trastuzumab without chemotherapy. What do you think about that?
Actually, I would dissuade that approach based on several facts. Number one, certainly in preclinical models, it is clear that trastuzumab works best when given in combination with chemotherapy. Second, from the clinical trials performed of trastuzumab as single agent, you know, the activity in metastatic disease is only in the range of about 20 to 25%, whereas if we use trastuzumab concurrent with chemotherapy, response rates range from 50 to 80%. And the third is that if I have a patient who is deemed to have high possibility of relapse due to the breast cancer, and within the patient should receive trastuzumab, we need to optimize the trastuzumab by administering at least some concurrent chemotherapy. So it will be a matter of making a selection of what chemotherapy might be less detrimental to the patient, but I would really use them together.